You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy here at Denver's Mix 100, where the lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off. Josh tells us that some of these contestants who are lined up have never called in and played before.
Oh, some newbies.
Says it's their first time. There's a few of them. Francesca, right. Is this your first time?
This is my first time. I'm so nervous.
Are you freaking out right now?
Aw.
I really am.
I would too. This is intense.
Well, listen, we'll be very gentle. And
please.
And we'll be gentle with you. What do you do, Francesca?
I am a fifth grade teacher at Mammoth Heights Elementary in Parker.
Well, right on. Shout out to Mammoth Heights.
What's on the docket? What's on the lesson plan for today?
You know, we have a delayed start, so I'm thinking that's going to affect our whole day. But we have the best kids ever, so I'm sure.
But you got to have one that really gets on your nerves,
I guarantee
right?
You, there's at least one.
Well, you know,
name him.
They're actually all. Super awesome.
Francesca, you just lost all credibility with us. I'm friends with a ton of teachers. There's no classroom that exists where the 100% of the kids that you want to keep
us.
All of them.
Tell us which student you can't stand.
Oh my gosh, you guys are the worst. I definitely have people listening right now because we're on a good start.
Hey,
so I love them all.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Let's do it this way. How long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching for about 10 years.
Okay. Then go back 10 years. That kid is now like out of high school even, unless they're in jail or something. Mm-hmm. But name one from years ago, first name only, just first name, that to this day,
yes.
10 years later, you're like.
You still cringe. Oh. You're like, oh, that kid.
Who was that kid?
The booger eater.
You guys. I mean, yeah, I'm going to say those that eat their boogers are not my favorite. So
well,
this is just a message.
Guess you can't like Dom anymore, huh?
What a liar.
Don't eat your boogers. That is a big rule.
Public That's service.
Foul.
Every
Please.
Day, Dom's yeah. got two fingers in each of his nostrils.
Oh, forget it. Don't listen to him, Francesca.
No.
He's really reaching now.
Knuckles deep.
Where'd you go to school? Are you a UNC grad like so many teachers in Colorado?
Oh, no, I'm actually from California. So
I'm sorry?
I'm from California.
No, I heard you. I'm just sorry.
See what he did? See what he did?
I'm a recovering Californian. So
much better here. Much better here.
Definitely. Definitely.
For now.
What's your favorite thing about Colorado?
I love the seasons. In California, we just had heat all year long, and a lot of people really like that, but we really enjoy the snow.
Yeah, that sun and warmth and beaches sounds horrible right now.
Sand
it's
in your shorts.
It's not as fabulous as you would think. It's not all beaches in California.
Hey, listen, so you told us first thing, the reason I've been having this long conversation with you is because you talked about how nervous you were, and now I'll bet you don't have any nervous feelings whatsoever. Now you feel very relaxed, don't you?
You know, I'm still nervous that I'm going to say something super embarrassing.
No, you're fine.
No way. Let's play Rattle Off. Here we go. 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds. I want 5 movies that have Robin Williams in them. 5 Robin Williams, you love him. 5 Robin Williams movies. Ready and go.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Hook. Oh my gosh, this is so hard. Why is that all that I can? Oh,
that's embarrassing.
You know what?
I told you.
Wow, that's like the easiest one we had today.
You know?
Give me a Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill
Hunting.
I like
the ones from yesterday.
You like all the ones from yesterday?
Yeah, I should have called yesterday.
Well, get in your time machine. Let's do it.
I think you should call us every day. Not just to play this game, but just to chat, okay?
You're delightful.
Deal. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Francesca. Have a fun day.
Bye.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
My goodness, that was
so
fun.
So nice.
Nicole, is it true that this is your first time also?
Yes, it is. I think I'm more nervous than the last girl.
Are you freaking out?
Why? Yeah, it's just your boys in the morning. It's like we're your brothers or something.
Did you, urinated at all in your pants? Like a little tinkle?
No.
All right, good. It's not that bad,
no,
then.
No, it's just kind of like I'm talking to someone famous.
Well, you are, but, you know. It's...
Yeah, true.
Oh, dumb.
Oh, just playing around. What do you do, Nicole?
I'm actually, I'm a personal shopper, so I shop for old people. When they can't get out.
Well, that's I don't think we refer to them as
the elderly.
Old.
It's the elderly.
I don't
think
we call them old people, Nicole.
Elderly, sorry.
My goodness. Well,
people that can't make
you've already stepped in it. Well, I will say you're a good human. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping.
Thanks for working with those old fogies, Nicole.
Thanks for helping the geezers out.
Yeah.
Okay, elderly. People that can't make it out right now are...
Yes, it's very good of you. It's very kind.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's more wearing than it sounds.
Well,
I mean,
they can't leave their house.
Is this like a court-appointed job that you have to do, or did you choose to do this job?
Well, but a lot of people just don't understand that we don't stock the shelf. We just shop for them.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, hit or miss these days, so...
Right. Oh, so you get like the wrong beans or whatever, and they're mad.
You get a bad score, you're done working. So.
Huh. Well, kill them with kindness, knickknack.
Yeah.
That is my go-to. Kill them with kindness.
That's right.
Big smile on your face. Big smile.
Toss in an extra Snickers bar or something when you're out and about. That'll cheer them up.
Oh yeah, and then they'll report I put something on their order that it wasn't there.
All right. Never mind. Never mind.
Well, I don't want that to happen. 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to give you the trick to this one. Because we're going to be... This is going to involve a color. So the best way to do this is to do it backwards. Think of the colors first and then attach the band names to it. We're looking for 5 bands that have a color in their name. 5 bands that have a color in their name. And I'm telling you, it's easier if you start with the colors first. Ready? And go.
Oh, I'm so stumped on this.
We just played one.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Listen, it's all right. It's okay.
Listen. I can't even think of one.
Well, we'll save this one for another player. So
yeah,
there's about 10,000 of them. And when you hang up, you'll think of all of them.
I bet I will. But thank you so much. It was so cool to talk to you guys.
Thank you for listening, Nicole. We appreciate you. Bye.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fine. Oh, thank you very much.
Such a good day. We're really happy today. What do you do?
I am on my way into work. I work at Regis University in the student accounts office.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Do you like all your coworkers? You guys get along okay?
You know, actually, we do. We actually do get along.
That's
huge. We work really close with each other and... We do. It's fun because we interact with the students, faculty, and staff. So.
Why don't you go in and brag that you were on the radio to all your coworkers today. Make them feel jealous, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, as long as the 10 seconds don't start and I'm like a deer in headlights.
No, it'll happen.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go right around here and just repeat that last one.
Oh.
You've had time to think about it.
Oh.
10 seconds, 5 bands who have a color in their name. Start with a color in your head and they'll be easier. Ready? And... Go!
Pink Floyd, Blue October, Green Day. Oh, darn.
How about just Pink? You said Pink Floyd. Pink.
Yeah.
And then
Maroon 5.
Yeah, Maroon 5.
White Stripes.
Deep Blue Something.
Yeah, they're another good classic band.
Deep Purple.
Oh, and many more.
And many more.
That is true. Yes.
Listen,
you're
fun to talk to. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Yes, you too, gentlemen. I listen to you guys every morning. I have such a long commute on my way in, and you guys just make it even better each morning.
You're the sweetest thing.
It's very
Thank
kind.
You. You drive carefully now, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Bye. So sweet.
I love our listeners. Well, of course, I don't know about Abby. Maybe after talking to Abby, I won't love our listeners. I don't know. Abby?
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
Oh,
how are you guys?
Abby.
We're good. We got our snow boots on.
Yeah.
Oh, well. My moon boots.
Your moon boots?
Uh-huh.
From the 80s?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, what about it?
Abby, what do you do?
I am retired, and I do a lot of volunteer work.
Okay.
That's very
kind.
Well,
that's nice of you.
What did you do?
I worked at First Bank for 25 years.
First Bank, the Colorado bank for you.
Oh, that's really good. But they're no longer just in Colorado. So
I know. Well, but I always loved
Colorado,
that jingle.
Arizona.
I always loved that the jingle, you know, would start First Bank. And it was First Bank. And I remember my ex-wife said she thought for years that the jingle was saying Thursday. So then every time I heard that jingle, that's
Thursday.
All I thought was Thursday.
You can only bank on Thursday.
Yeah. You do always think about it when you hear First Bank.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am. I'm nervous too, but I'll try.
Nah, you'll do fine. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, sweet. Are you an Abigail, Abby?
I am an Abigail.
I love that name. 10 seconds. I need 5 internal organs.
You got
5
this.
Internal organs. Ready and go.
Your heart, your lungs, your.
Really?
Oh my God. Oh
come on, Abby.
Abby.
Abby. Abby.
What?
You got
what?
Like
you got like
2?
3 of them.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ty, that 10 seconds goes pretty fast.
Oh. Sorry.
No, listen.
So don't apologize.
We love talking to you, and you'll notice that what day of the week is it today? It's
Thursday.
Thursday. Colorado Bank for you.
Enjoy your retirement, Abby.
Have a fun day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Huh.
I mean, she wasn't rattling. I could swear that she only named like 3.
I think I only had 3. I think Spleen was in there.
Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
If you don't get this, the game is just going to end, and we will not have a winner today. So all the pressure is on you, Jay.
Well,
Jay
I hope boy. I do.
Is Jace short for something?
Well, I'm named after my grandpa Jarliff, but they just called him Grandpa Jay, so my
Jarliff.
Real name is just Jay.
Jarliss.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one before.
I hadn't either.
So if he Jarliss. Came up, if he came up a little short during pickling season, he was Jarliss?
Oh,
is that what that's from?
T-H.
Oh, boy.
T-H, not S.
Oh, Jarliff.
Lith.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Oh, well, sorry.
The yeah. joke was still pretty good.
The joke completely falls flat then.
I got extra pickles.
But I'm Jarliss. Jarliff.
Lith.
Jarliff, let's play the game. You ready?
Yep.
10 seconds. Same one. 5 internal organs. So help me God, Jay. 5 internal organs. Ready and go.
Your heart, your stomach, your small intestine, your large intestine, your eyes, your lungs.
There you go.
I was not going to accept
me
eyes.
Me either. Lungs, though. Lungs wrapped it up.
All right.
Good job, Jay.
Thank you.
Eyes. Well, I guess they're like halfway in, right?
Yeah.
You don't see the back of them.
If you do, that's freaky, man.
Yeah.
Half right.
Listen, would you please stand by so that Josh can tell you about your prize, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
thanks,
don't go
Jay.
Away. Thank you for listening, Jarliff.
No, he's just Jay.
Well, he said he was named after his grandpa.
But he was just Jay, right?
I wanted
was
to
he
be
actually
a Jarliff. Don't take away my fun.
All right. Leave it.
The fun today on Rattle Off is brought to you by Screwball Spirits.